Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Magruder's Curiosity Cabinet by H.P. Wood. Narrated by Nancy Wu. Prologue. At last, the giant reaches Hell Gate. His shredded tuxedo is wet with blood. His own? Someone else's? He's no longer sure. Maybe both? Probably both. The giant's skin is dotted with bruise-colored lumps. The tips of his fingers are black and decayed. So are his toes, crushed into his vast patent leather shoes. His rotting feet force him to limp and shuffle, determined and yet aimless, pushing forward on some vital errand he can no longer remember. He coughs, not politely as a tuxedoed giant should, but violently. Bloody projectiles splatter on the boardwalk. Above, a massive winged demon crouches atop the gate of hell. In between coughs, the giant peers up at the red-eyed monster.
Help?
He suggests, knowing better. The demon makes no move.
Just kidding,
the giant says.
There he is!
Shouts in footsteps. Get him!
Oh, yes, the giant thinks. That's what I was doing. I was running.
His only escape is through Hell Gate, and he stumbles toward it. Just beyond, a seething whirlpool drags the damned into the very center of the earth.
Don't lose him. Take the shot, Crawford. Take the damn shot.
A bullet to the back. The giant goes sprawling. His pursuers approach, slowly, fearfully. It strikes the giant as very funny that they should fear him, when they have all the guns. But his laughter just gurgles and splutters. The men gather in a circle around the fallen colossus.
He's dead?
Course he ain't dead, dummy. Still coughing, ain't he?
Dead soon, though.
Not soon enough.
Another shot, and a blinding white light rips across the giant's vision. As the light fades, he sees the demon, witnessing everything, feeling nothing.
Help,
the giant whispers again, and then he's gone. Chapter 1. The Cyclone. Zeph unlocks the heavy oak door of Theophilus P. Magruder's curiosity cabinet. As he does every morning, he considers propping the door open to give the museum a more welcoming come-on-in sort of feeling. But, as he does every morning, he decides against it. Opening the door only increases the likelihood some fool might actually come on in. Fortunately, not many fools do. Why would they? The cabinet is on the wrong end of Coney Island. The other end of the beach, the proper end, braves the weight of thousands upon thousands of tourists every day. Now that Dreamland has thrown open its sparkly gates, the 1904 season will bring the biggest crowds ever. And the eye of the storm is Surf Avenue, with its chic restaurants and bustling music halls. Live shows recreate the flooding of Galveston, Texas, and the volcanic demise of the city of Pompeii. Amusement rides terrify and delight with the mysterious power of electricity. A town populated solely by midgets makes visitors feel tall, and a genuine replica of a headhunter's village makes them feel civilized. Strange young men guess the weights of passersby, while strange old women tell their fortunes, and mechanical calliopes play strange little tunes. That's there. Here, on the wrong end of Coney, Theophilus P. Magruder's curiosity cabinet is just a homely old building with blacked-out windows and a faded sign. Thousands of souls may visit Coney Island, but few of those souls are hardy enough to peer inside Magruder's heavy oak door. Which is exactly the way Zeph likes it. He climbs onto his stool behind the counter at the front entrance, removing his worn, fingerless work gloves. On the counter, Doc Timur has left him a present. A book. Typical. The old man hides in the museum's attic for days, emerging periodically to shout a few half-sane commands. Last night, he'd come downstairs barking that he needed more copper, which was sensible enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?